Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's April 17, 2010, and this is episode 239. I recently figured out how to mount my cameras and lenses fitted with really right stuff plates to my Manfrotto 519 Pro video fluid head, and today share my secrets with you. I've actually put a video together again, and so you'll need to download the video for your iPhone or go to my blog and view that. I'll explain briefly in the audio too though, as that might be enough to get you started if you've been up against the same sort of problem. Before we jump into the main topic, I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors WebSpy, the internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists, and as usual, I'd like to ask you to tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotographyPodcast on Twitter to show your support. Find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. I'd been waiting for a company to come out with a fluid head that uses the standard Arca Swiss dovetail plate, like the ones that Really Right Stuff make, so that I can just drop our DSLRs, you know, just straight onto the fluid head. As of April 2010, though, I'm not aware of any companies that make these. There's also the problem that most fluid heads for video have no way to mount the a camera that has the mounting plate on sideways, like when they're on the bottom of the camera body. And it's, you know, usually there's no way to flip the camera on its side into portrait mode either. So this is something that needs a little thought. Anyway, I gave it some thought, and following a couple of orders for extra quick release clamps and new brackets, etc., from Really Right Stuff, I'm pretty happy now with how my lenses and cameras can be fitted to the new Manfrotto 519 Pro video fluid head that I bought recently. If you are at a computer, it would probably be easier to just go to my blog right now and watch the video as I explain it, as I show you how I did this. But for those that would rather listen, let me go into a little bit more detail into the problem, and I'll explain what you need to get over this. To begin with, video heads have quick release plates that are made to mount lengthways along the bottom of the video camera. This means that the orientation is the same as that as lens plates when fitted to the bottom of a tripod ring, such as those that you can see on the 70-200mm and the longer lenses. This means that the only thing you have to overcome here is the difference in format between the Arca Swiss plates and the manufacturer's plate on the video head. When you use shorter lenses, though, you don't have the tripod rings on the lens. You need to mount the camera directly to the tripod with a plate fitted to the bottom of the camera. Because these run sideways across the width of the camera, though, the camera would be facing sideways, of course, if you put it onto the video head, unless you introduce something to rotate the camera by 90 degrees to make it face the front again. This is where the 80mm LR clamp from Really Right Stuff comes in. The quick release plate on the Manfrotto 519 fluid head comes with both a 1/4 inch and a 3/8 inch screw thread, a screw, and it just so happens that the B2LLR2 or 80mm quick release clamp from Really Right Stuff also comes with a 1/4 inch and a 3/8 inch screw thread. So you can simply screw both of the screws into the base of the, both of the screws on the Manfrotto plate into the bottom of the 80mm clamp, and you have a quick release clamp that slides it into the top of the Manfrotto fluid head. And then you can mount all of your lens plates from Really Right Stuff directly onto that. Brilliant. But what about body plates? When you aren't using lenses with tripod rings, In preparation for this, when I first bought my fluid head, I ordered an extra Manfrotto 501PL sliding quick release plate and a second 80mm quick release plate from Really Right Stuff. And this time, I just needed to use the 3/8 inch screw and screwed it really tightly into the center thread of the Really Right Stuff 80mm clamp. And there's probably a little bit more chance that the plate might turn, more than when you're using both of the screws. But the screws have a groove for a coin in the bottom. You don't really need a screwdriver. And so they could be easily retightened in the field, unless you were out and about with absolutely no money at all, that is. The top of the Manfrotto quick release plate is rubberized too, so I doubt that it will turn easily if you tighten up the screw enough to begin with. Now, what you have is a second plate that you can use to mount your camera to the head sideways. You basically just slide it straight in there. Because the top plate, the clamp, 80mm clamp, is mounted at 90 degrees, you can put your body straight in there with the Really Right Stuff plates on the bottom. And the other thing that you need to get over is the portrait mode. This is where another ingenious invention from Really Right Stuff comes in, the L bracket. These are metal-shaped L-shaped brackets, or L plates, I think they call them, actually. And as you might imagine, they fit along the bottom of the camera. They screw to the bottom of the camera into the tripod screw thread. But then, because they're L-shaped, they extend along the base and then up the left side. And they have an Arca Swiss standard plate on the bottom and on the side. This means that you can just release the quick release clamp with the lever, on the 80mm clamp, and then flip the camera up on its side, and you're now in portrait mode. This means that I can now take out just my video tripod, and I don't have to take a second tripod with a ball head, or just the ball head, and then start messing around changing them out in the field. Don't get me wrong, though, for stills, my Really Right Stuff BH55 ball head is still my favorite. This is an engineering work of art, and I have never used a ball head that locks my camera into place as firmly as the BH55. But if I'm going to be out walking far from the car, or traveling on trains and things like I sometimes do here in Tokyo, then there's a chance, if there's a chance that I'll be shooting video, I'll probably opt for the video tripod, which is a new 5 series Jitso tripod, the tripod legs, with a Manfrotto 519 fluid head. And I'll still now be able to mount my cameras and lenses directly onto the 519 head without taking the plates off and mounting the Manfrotto quick release plates. And I can quickly go sideways or vertical into portrait mode and just, get on shooting my stills as I normally would. In fact, there's probably even a place for vertical video, as I hear that's becoming more popular now for use in TV billboards, television-style billboards. And the Really Right Stuff L brackets will make it easy, very easy to do that as well. In case you missed it, I released my first short movie last week, shot with this new rig, and that was available on my blog and on Vimeo. And I'll put links to those in the show notes for you to check out. And I'll put links to the pieces of equipment that I've spoken about here as well into the show notes on the blog and on the podcast page. And the video, I've also included little titles for each of the pages where I mention particular pieces of equipment, so you can see that as well. Note that the Really Right Stuff L brackets or L plates and the lens plates as well are specific to your cameras, so I won't put links directly to there, but you can search for all of the things that you need on reallyrightstuff.com. If you already use RRS plates like I did, then hopefully this will be a relatively inexpensive way to get the best of both the video and the still photography worlds. So another quick one on the audio side, but do take a look at the video that I've also put out. It's much easier to understand what I'm talking about there with the visual help of the video. Remember that I have started taking bookings for my 2011 Snow Monkeys and Hokkaido photography tours and workshops. Seats are filling up at a steady pace, so if you're thinking of joining us, do try to get your ducks in a row and get signed up to avoid disappointment. You can see full details and book your spot at mbpworkshops.com. Thanks for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Flickr, Facebook, as well as Twitter, and of course on my blog and the photography forum. All links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so drop by and check that out. I'll be back next week with another Martin Bailey Photography podcast, but in the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
This is Dave Warner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week, I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques, and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare 35 on iTunes.
Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and I hope you'll tune into my History of Photography podcast, class lectures that I produce as a professor of photography. It's important to know where photography has been before we can figure out where we're going with it. So take a look at what photography has done over the last 170 years and find out where you fit in that matrix. Photohistory.jeffcurto.com or find me on the Photocast Network. Thanks.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.